something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building, along Arrow Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. I want to share briefly with you. Oh, thank you, blessed Lord Jesus. From 2 Kings, do you always like to put the word of God to work? You know, when you learn it, you act it. You do it. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. 2 Kings in chapter number 4, I want to read to you from verse 1. I want you to follow it so carefully so you don't miss anything. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And a creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? I want you to stop there for a moment. This woman was a widow with two sons. Her husband had been a prophet and now had died. And he was owing... Before he died, he was owing someone some money before he died. So after his death, the creditor came to the house and asked for his money. And the woman couldn't produce the money. And so, according to the law, he asked for the two sons to come and serve him for as long as the debt would last. So they would now be bondmen. And the woman was so sad because her husband was dead and now the creditor had come for her two sons. She was in a predicament. She knew what to do. She didn't cry to the king. She went to the prophet. She went to Elisha the prophet. And she told him the story. Now Elisha said unto her in verse 2, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? I want you to notice that question is so powerful. Elijah said, What do you have in your house? Now, he didn't specify what kind of a thing he was asking for. Now, it's going to be dependent on this woman. Whatever she's going to say will tell what kind of a mind she had and what teaching the Spirit of God would give to us from here. Because God always would bring things to our understanding that will guide us in our own lives. If it had no meaning, he wouldn't put it there. The prophet said, What do you have in your house? Well, there's some furniture. There must be something in the house. Hallelujah. It was up to her to say what was on her mind. For example, if I called you out one after the other now and I ask you, what can you see here? I guarantee you, there's a lot some of you wouldn't see. because you wouldn't think that's important. You tell me the things you feel should be seen. I demonstrated that some years ago in church, on a Sunday service, I believe. And I called about three people, and I asked them to look at the whole platform, everywhere around. Then I said, tell us what you can see. And they all gave us three different results. How come they didn't say the same thing? Because they didn't see the same things. They saw what they thought was important. Someone saw everything but the backdrop. Someone else saw everything but the fan. We had a ceiling fan up there. Someone else saw everything but the rock. They didn't think those ones were important. They were talking about the flowers and the pulpit and so on and so forth. Praise God. It matters what you see. If I asked you now, what can you see? Look around this hall. Some of you wouldn't see the hall, the walls, because you wouldn't think that's part of what you should talk about. You'd say everything but the walls. Someone else will see the walls and wouldn't see the windows. It's just the way our minds work. The prophet said to the woman, what do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? Here, you are in debt. You're down at the bottom of the ladder now. You go to the prophet of God. The prophet says, what do you have in your house? Someone will say nothing. You know, God asked Moses the same question back there at the backside of the desert. And when he was talking about going to Egypt and bringing the people out of bondage, God said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? He could have said nothing. But he said, a rod. God said, what do you have? Come on, you've been there. Sometimes you're holding something and somebody's asking you, what do you have in your hand? You got a handbag, maybe. You're holding your handbag. I don't know how you hold it this way or somehow. But then you're holding it and somebody says, what do you have in your hand? And you pass it from one hand to the other and say, nothing. Nothing. So God said, what do you have? The man said, a rod. God said, good, put it down. And he did. You know the rest of the story. It became the rod of God for working miracles. Well, now the prophet says to this woman, what do you have in the house? It's amazing what came to her mind. Oh boy. Look at this. Verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. I only have a pot of oil. I have a pot of oil. I only have a pot of oil. Why did her mind go to the pot of oil? Why? Why did her mind go to the pot of oil? It's amazing. Well, look at this. She said, I only have a pot of oil. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Get as many vessels as you can. Go to your neighbors. Get as many vessels, not a few. Get a lot. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. In other words, get as many vessels as you can and pour into the vessels. When one is full, set it aside, go to the next one and pour in. When that one is full, set it aside, go to the next one and pour in. Now, this is beautiful. So, verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her. She sent her sons to go get them. And she poured out. I want you to notice the terms. She poured out. Now, we know it's the oil that's in context here. But the Bible says she poured out. Doesn't say she poured the oil. But it's the oil. Come on here. Are you still here? You know the Bible says the scriptures have been written by words chosen of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. She poured out. Verse 6. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. It stopped flowing. It stopped flowing. When they said, well, we didn't have any more vessels. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, oh, this is beautiful. Hallelujah. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children up the rest. She became a distributor overnight. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this. Number one, let's follow the steps. The first thing she did when she realized she had a problem, she went to the man of God and she told him the truth. She didn't say, there's a man troubling us, he wants to take my two sons, like some people would say. She was clear about the problem. She said, the creditor, in other words, were owing him. She said, there's a man coming to trouble us. Sometimes, you know, people tell you what problem they have and they don't tell you the truth. They said the landlord has been disturbing us, but they never tell you we didn't pay him, we're owing him. They don't tell you that. So the man is very wicked, always troubling us. Did you pay? She didn't hide the truth. She told him the truth. She went to the man of God. She told him all the truth. Then the second thing was, she recognized the oil. She could have said, I don't have nothing in the house except the furniture. She could have said, well, I don't have anything. She could have picked on anything else. But the oil was important to her. And you all know that the oil is very, very symbolic. It means something. It's symbolic of the spirit. And the woman said, I don't have nothing but the oil. I got a pot of oil in the house. Now, where you are in your life, what is it you have? Do you have that oil? If you don't think you have anything in this life, have the oil. Praise God. Do you hear me say, have the oil? Have the oil. If you don't have anything else, have the oil. That will change things. Praise God. The oil will change things. Now look at this. She recognized the oil as an important asset. She said, I don't have nothing but a pot of oil. She recognized that oil as a very important asset. She didn't say, I don't have anything. She said, I have a pot of oil. That's a great asset. That's all I have. That's what I got. She was definite. She was clear about it. To her, that was important. The third thing was, the man of God gave her instructions and she acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on those instructions without questions. She acted on them without questions. In a lot of times, we ask stupid questions. We want the instruction to be clearer. We want to rationalize it. We want to be sure that it makes sense. You know, it's got to make sense to us. So we ask stupid questions. What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? Hallelujah. She acted on the word of the man of God. Oh, this is beautiful. You know, when you study God's word and you put the word to work, you get the same results that they got. That's the truth about the Word of God. You get the same results. Now, I can understand people who think the Word of God doesn't work today like it used to, you know. But it still works. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. She acted on the Word of the man of God. The fourth thing was, now based on the instructions, we notice she shut herself and family in. And poured. Now notice the Bible says she poured. She shut herself in. She shut the family in. Because this was something holy. Hallelujah. This was something holy. God said do it. God said shut yourself in and pour. Pour into the vessels. So she shut them in and began to pour into the vessels. There's a time to shut yourself in. Why did God say shut yourself in? There's a time for it.
When you want to pour like that, you've got to shut yourself in. Hallelujah. Oh, this is very, very important. Make sure you get it tonight. All right. They got many vessels. They brought empty vessels. The prophet said, go find empty vessels, as many as you can get, and bring them in. And when you get them in, pour into them. And of course, we know he was talking about the oil. And she began to pour into these vessels. And when one was full, she set it aside and poured in the next. When that was full, she set it aside and did the same thing until they were all full. And the oil, listen, she only had a pot of oil. Understand that miracle. She only had a pot of oil, and that oil will keep flowing until there's no place to flow into. From one pot, she had several others full. What is the message that God's given to us? What is the message for the New Testament man or woman? What is it that God is getting across to his children? I'll tell you. Number one, God wants you to be definite about your challenges. You've got to be very definite about your challenges. You've got to be definite about your needs. You've got to be definite. You know, I asked someone one time, she said, pray for me. I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, all over my body. She said, I've got pains all over my body. Just pray, everything. I said, well, what exactly? Now, it's difficult for certain people to know. I know that sometimes there are people who've got pains all over their bodies, but there are those who just want you to just pray. So I said, well, just pray that God will, just pray for me. Just pray. Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Iyakalemi's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Love All Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book.
The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As a trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first." The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, "Lord, I want to live for you." Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building, along Arrow Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. God wants you to be definite about your challenges. You've got to be very definite about your challenges. You've got to be definite about your needs. You've got to be definite. You know, I asked someone one time, she said, "Pray for me." I said, "What do you want me to pray for?" She said, "All over my body." She said, "I've got pains all over my body. Just pray, everything." I said, "Well, what exactly?" Now, it's difficult for certain people to know. I know that sometimes there are people who've got pains all over their bodies, but there are those who just want you to just pray. So I said, well, just pray that God will, just pray for me. Just pray. Hallelujah. You know, people tell us to do all kinds of things. It's better for us to help them put their trust in God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Yep. So God wants us to learn something from this story here in the New Testament. First, I said, be clear, be definite about the problem. What is it? And tell the truth about it. All right? Define the problem. Understand it. Be definite. Then, take the right instructions. See? Recognize the oil. Now, that stands for the Holy Spirit. The oil stands for the Holy Spirit. So no matter what you have or what you don't have, the number one important asset you have in this world is the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is the deposit. Oh, you don't know that? Glory. Hallelujah. That's the deposit. You know, God has a great inheritance for us. And He tells us that the Holy Spirit is the first installment. The Holy Spirit is the first installment of our eternal heavenly inheritance. That's the first installment. You know, I like this. Here you are in business. You're selling something to somebody. And you tell him X amount of money, and then he says, well, I'm not going to pay you everything at once, but here's my first installment. Now, that means he's serious. Is that all right? Depending on how much he's put in there. So you say, well, he's serious. Now, God tells us that the Holy Spirit is the first installment of our eternal inheritance. As long as you have the Holy Ghost in your life, your eternal inheritance is sure. You ought to know everything else is actually yours. It's proof positive. Whatever God's promised you in the Word of God belongs to you, because you have the Holy Spirit, who is the first installment. Hallelujah. That's the first installment. Holy Spirit is. Glory to God. Book of Ephesians for a moment. Just want to read a few things to you. And while you have your hand in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, let me begin reading to you from verse 6, I believe. It says here that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches. Hallelujah. The unsearchable riches. Unsearchable riches. I want you to mark that. The unsearchable riches. Then go down to verse 14. You're looking at unsearchable riches. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, the riches of his glory, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses. Notice that. The love of Christ which surpasses what? Knowledge. You're looking at immeasurable glory in Christ Jesus. Immeasurable. It's beyond description. Now, look at something here in the next verse, verse 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, he's able to do what? Exceeding, that means beyond, abundantly above, beyond abundantly above. Hallelujah. exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is able to do more than we can think with our whole mind. Hallelujah. According to the power, notice, oh glory, thank you Lord Jesus. According to the power, not that worketh in heaven, but that worketh in us. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Talking about the first installment here, this spirit that we have received. He says God is able to do abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This power works in us. The power with which God will produce for you, exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. The power with which God can do that for you is inside you. Oh, glory. Hey! Are you in this place? Do you know we're going somewhere? Now look at this. Oh boy. The prophet said, shut yourself in and then pour into those vessels. Now, we have the Holy Spirit and we understand that that's what we really have as our greatest asset, the Holy Spirit. So what? Here, I got a problem. Now, you don't even have to wait till you have a problem. Without a problem, you can be on tops. What do? You shut yourself in. What are the vessels? The vessels are the conveyors. What do you mean? The instruments of your business. The instruments. You got to get this. You've got to get this. These are the instruments of your business. Do you understand? Some of you don't know how to pray over the things you use for your job. You haven't gotten to that point in your life. Bring in the instruments of your business. Shut yourself in. What does shut yourself in mean? Shut the world out. They don't have to know your secret. What's your secret? Fellowship with the Lord. There is a koinonia. Do you understand? There is a togetherness, a unity of spirit between you and God. And they're all the time they're looking for your partners. Who are the big supporters you got? You've been shutting yourself in. You shut the door, shut the world out. And then while you're inside there, bring in the instruments of your business and begin to pour. What does pour mean? Brothers and sisters, the power with which God does for us, supernaturally, exceeding, surpassingly, do you get it? Beyond, abundantly, above what we could ever think, what we could ever ask for, the power with which God does it. The Bible says is inside us. It's working. It says according to the power that worketh in us. What's the power that worketh in us? Jesus said, my Father which dwelleth in me, he performs the miracles. Who was he referring to as the Father that works in, that lives in him? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that Jesus was a child of the Holy Ghost. So his Father that he was talking about there is the Holy Spirit. Now, don't you ever get the idea that the Father is the big one, then the Son is the next one, then the Holy Spirit is the junior one. The Holy Spirit is not junior. He is himself God. Hallelujah. So that power is inside us. So what? When we shut the door, we begin to stay up. That thing is in our spirits. We begin to stay up that spirit, that power from within us. And the first way to activate your human spirit is to speak in other tongues. Paul said, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, as you stir up your inner man, as you pray in other tongues, the power within, oh, glory. See, it works like a dynamo. You understand? That dynamo converts electrical power, electrical energy, to mechanical energy, which in turn reproduces electrical energy, which again reproduces mechanical energy, and again reproduces electrical energy, which again reproduces, you understand, a dynamo? It has inherent power. You see, it produces power and produces it all by himself and recycles that power, so he doesn't need to ask for power support from outside. Now, what God's done in us is to put the power of the Holy Ghost within us. We don't need to have supply from outside us. That's what he meant when he said he shall receive power, the dynamic ability to cause changes, inherent dynamic ability to cause changes. In other words, when that power comes to reside in you, you will not need to support it from outside. So as we talk in other tongues, glory to God, we are generating spiritual electricity. Do you understand it? And that anointing goes out. And in our spirit, we are full again. That inspiration is there. He says, as we pray, says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Do you get it? When you speak in other tongues, you edify. That means you charge. The word edify means to charge. Have you been charged today? Glory to God. See why some of us cannot backslide? Because we're always on the high charge. Well, he said, shut yourself in and pour into the vessels. Now, as you shut yourself in and you are praying in other tongues. See, as you pray in other tongues, you're like plugging to that electricity. Right now, it doesn't look like there's much inspiration, but just wait for a moment. Just keep talking in tongues. Before long, you know, sometimes you have some generators and with the older generators, by the time you get higher in the things of the spirit like that, you'd know how to use automatic switches. You get it? I mean, you don't, oh boy. You know, there are people, you know that generator, they go like this, wow, wow, then it goes, you know it. Or the other one, you go like this, but there's another one, brother. All you need to do, just push the button, and it goes, you know, just like that. Yeah. By the time you know, for those who need to go like this, they're the ones that go, you know, they need a song, an inspiring song in the congregation. So, oh, I love, you know, they've been sitting all night long. You've been preaching and they're looking at you like, oh. Then you start a song. They don't like that song. They go like this. I love you, Lord. And I leave my voice. They don't leave it. To worship you. Oh, my soul. Then while we're, after that, eat. Only takes a spark. Oh, hey. See, I mean, she was sitting on. Now she just, oops. You wonder, I thought, I mean, she's been sitting with me all night long. She just, whoo. You know, that song helped her. Have you ever been helped with a song? It's very important. But at that point of your life, you're still, because you can come to the point in your life, you don't need somebody. No, you see, I used to be there. I needed to hear some. Years ago, I would like to pray in an inspired way. And to do that, often I'll put a tape on. I put a tape on, an inspiring message. I put it on and raise the volume. And then I'm here praying. I may not be praying along with the tape, you know, but I'm hearing the word of God as I'm praying. Now that will help. So I'm praying, and then once in a while I hear something inspiring from there, and I just go to the next level. Whoa! You know, I listen again, and I used to help me like that. Some other times I put some music on, some very inspiring music. The very slow one will make you sleep, you know. So I like to worship like that with all those worship songs, you know. But I got to the point where I didn't need them.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. to everyone who wants to be born again. You want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building along Arua Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever.
God bless you.